you like to feel safer in your community by being equipped with tools that usually cops, firefighters, first responders get because they get the training needed to actually use those tools and feel more crime savvy, if you will. Well, apparently now you can. Connecticut State Police, they're starting a new training program to prevent targeted violence like mass shootings. And to give us more about this training, Lieutenant Anthony Giuliano joins us from the Connecticut State Police. And it sounds like earlier this week, Lieutenant, it was actually Florida law enforcement. They were flown up here to Connecticut to do this training for the academy, the police academy. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. Thanks for having me. Yeah, earlier this week, we had Florida Department of Law Enforcement come up here. And the reason we had them come up here, because the Connecticut State Police, we started a behavioral threat assessment and threat management team. And part of what that team does is recognize signs of what we call targeted violence, pre-indicators of possible violence. And Florida Department of Law Enforcement had a team for about the last 5 years. So not only are they educated in these signs, but they've also worked these investigations for the past 5 years. So they have experience in it. So they taught a group of people. It was law enforcement, clinicians, social services, people from corporations. Hartford Healthcare was there. A multidisciplinary group of people that would be working these investigations in these cases in real life.
That's amazing. So take me inside to the training, if you will, Lieutenant Giuliano. What was being taught to the officers in that room?
Sure. So you're going to learn what actually a behavioral threat assessment, threat management team is, because a lot of people don't even really know. And that's kind of what I want to do out here is get people, educated as to what it actually is. And really, it starts off with, recognizing these signs of violence, targeted violence. You know, we've all watched the news, right? We've seen a mass targeted attack time and time again. And we always say, this person snapped. But as you watch over the following days, you realize the person didn't just snap. They never really snapped. This was an ongoing grievance, an ongoing problem that they built up over time. And at any point in time, we could have intervened and helped that person. So they taught us how to recognize those signs of stress, that those signs of violence that we know exist, and then how do we intervene? You know, whether the law enforcement aspect intervenes, whether our mental health professionals intervene, social services intervenes, but whatever we do, we're working as a team to kind of work to make sure that that person gets them the help they need to get them off what we call as the pathway to violence, the pathway from her initial grievance to the actual attack. And that's the part we want to intervene.
And again, we have Lieutenant Anthony Giuliano here from the Connecticut State Police talking about this training that really we typically see, Lieutenant, for, like I said, cops, firefighters, first responders, EMS, what have you, even healthcare workers. But my understanding is that sort of the general public, I mean, if you work in an office building where you have a lot of employees, could they get this training? Could you request this training?
Well, there is a type of training we could give them, sure, because they are, the people that work at, places of work, which is why we had Hartford Healthcare there and other corporations is, these are the people that see this concerning behavior. They see the behaviors that we want them to report. And if they don't know what the behaviors are, they can't report them. So we do have an ability to give them a training. They don't need to sit through the 3-day training. They just have to see like a training where they recognize these signs and they can report these signs, how to report them. And that's really what's important. We need everybody. It's like the old adage, see something, say something. If something's out of place, everybody knows in their place of work or their schools or whatever setting they're in, when someone is out of sorts, there's been a change in behavior. And that's a training that we can offer these people to recognize that change in behavior and then they can report it to us so we can address it before it becomes more of a problem.
And, you just mentioned something, Lieutenant, that I think really resonates with the average Connecticut resident, which, is that we could be detecting things before it could become something much, much worse. And right now, we are in the 2-week period after the latest shooting happened at a school in Georgia, claiming 2 children, 2 staff members' lives. And in the last couple of weeks, it really feels like so many school districts are getting these fake threats online and these fake threats that are triggering police departments to have to respond and school districts to investigate and all of that. Do you feel like this is also a training that schools should maybe start thinking about, and they can relay it to families? Because I'm just thinking of the people who maybe can't get access to this because they are stay-at-home parents or they don't work in a sector where they have to think about crime prevention on a daily basis. But this is the type of information I think that would do so much good for just the average Connecticut resident. I don't know if you agree.
Absolutely. I mean, the schools are a huge portion of what we're concerned about, is a sector of what, you know, we are concerned about in the state police. I mean, obviously, we're working about our communities, our places of work, but also our schools. So about a month ago, we got all of our state schools with Superintendent Justin Lowe, our state VOTEC schools, high schools, on what's called CSTAG. It's a Comprehensive School Threat Assessment Guidelines. And it's very similar. It's another targeted violence preventative approach, and we wanted to make sure all of our state schools were kind of on the same page. Now, that training for the schools is open to other school districts if they so choose to want to get on it. But again, it's just another targeted violence prevention strategy. But all the kind of like the nuts and bolts are the same. All those behavioral indicators are the same, and that holistic approach is the same. It's just specifically designed for a school setting.
Interesting. Lieutenant Anthony Giuliano, I want to thank you so much. And I know if people want to reach out, they can email you directly, correct?
Yes, you can reach out to me at anthony.giuliano, G-U-I-L-I-A-N-O, at ct.gov.
Lieutenant, thank you so much for what you do with the Connecticut State Police, and thank you for talking about this training. We really appreciate it.